A plan to let some members of the Tennessee National Guard carry handguns inside state armories drew more scrutiny from lawmakers Tuesday. The Guard will soon let soldiers and airmen with state handgun permits carry their own weapons while on duty. But in his second appearance before lawmakers in as many days, Major General Max Hastin warned there will be limits.
We have got some specific guidance that we're going to tell our folks that they can do. I don't want people walking around in our armories with, 16-inch barrels hanging off their hip.
Hastin said the possibility of a terrorist attack on a Tennessee Guard facility has to be weighed against the everyday risk that someone's weapon will go off accidentally. That's why he wants guardsmen to carry their personal handguns, which they'd be most familiar with. Clarksville Senator Mark Green, an Army veteran, says that logic seems backwards. He believes they ought to carry military rifles.
I having gone through basic training with long guns, these soldiers are taught to respect a weapon. They're constantly drilled about accidental discharges.
The Tennessee Guard also plans to erect collision-proof fences around its facilities and add a bullet-resistant coating to the windows of storefront recruiting offices. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.